What's up, y'all? This is Nightlife Lex, and we are in the nightlife. And I am so glad and happy that you guys are tuned in with me tonight. While I have some special guests, my very good friends, and we're just vibing out, enjoying ourselves in the beautiful pool, the jacuzzi. Mm-hmm. Okay, guys? So I have my very good friends with me right now. We're just going to talk and do some little catch-up. You know, we've been having some crazy times this 2020. And it's really nice to catch up with you guys.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Nice to catch up with you too, girly.
100.
Yes, yes. So, Vogue, let them know who you are for the people that may not know and what you have going on.
What's happening? What's up? This your boy, Vakaradu, Vak Nino, Macno, your Uptown Housing Development. It's going down in a major, major way. I'm sitting on the corona, but I'm not really sitting on corona because I keep things moving. I have a lot of shit in store. You can check out my web, my Patreon. I got virtual concerts coming up. We about to just take this and like tour by ourselves without like major companies right now. Mm-hmm. So right now I'm just basically in the studio, like creating and being creative and just trying to like rebrand because I lost dancers, major dancers that was like an impact to my show and what I had going on.
Rest in peace.
But yeah, I got that going on. Thank y'all for that. Shout out to Shorty Wop, Tata, Anki. It's just the list goes on and on. But yeah, y'all, so I'm dealing with that and also trying to like come up with some new items to merch. Like I do have the lighters, but this is the new Bossy Ink lighter. Y'all can catch them out.
Catch them out.
I'm bringing her on in so she can go ahead and give her.
Oh, you got it.
Yeah. Okay. So yeah, this is mine. When you go on my Patreon, if y'all can see that, y'all probably can zoom in. And this is the Bossy Ink one.
Yes.
She get them by the doze, you heard me? So yeah, y'all check out Bossy Ink and I let her take the float because I'm about to smoke.
Oh, okay. What's up, boss in the building? Okay, straight up LA, California, West Coast with it. I was born in, not sworn in type of situation. Of course, screwed up click representer, dog pound representer, R&B artist, hip hop artist, publicist, senior publicist of the number one PR firm in Houston, Texas, and everywhere down south. I do a lot of things. Shout out to my artists, the real Drippy, L Train of TSF, Big Pokey, Lil Kiki, Wood, Los of the Screwed Up Click, Daz Dillinger of the Dog Pound, Vakaradu, Lex Coop, okay, which is her alter ego. But yeah, I'm just your everyday pimp player hustler, wanna buy a TV ass shit, you know.
Now,
okay.
Now they gave y'all awesome introduction. Make sure you guys check my people out. You guys can definitely tap in with them. Vakaradu, Bossy Ink. We are definitely in the building and we are having great times with each other and just expanding and just getting it in right now.
Right.
And just with that being said, I'm pretty sure everybody's trying to get it in right now. Right. As we jumped into 2019, we wasn't expecting to be on this level right now.
Right.
So, like, tell me about how has the pandemic with COVID-19 has affected you as a musician and just, like, with life?
She came through. Corona came through and fucked some shit up, for real. Like, nigga, I was supposed to be booked for a whole nother tour that I had just finished, so I couldn't go on that tour because of... We living right here, so that kind of hurt. Just not being able to go see loved ones when you want without people, you know, trying to have the precautions that they need to take to not get this disease that I feel like some people just put it out there for
virus.
To kill us anyway.
Virus.
I feel like it's a disease because it's eating up at my people, but the virus is like it really fuck some shit up, not only musically but financially, because I do still work a 9-to-5 because I'm not where I should be. Well, people say I should be and where I know I should be, I'm not there yet. So I'm still struggling and, you know, crawling and trying to do my thing but still staying genuine to myself and my art, to what I want to do, because some people can take your stuff and abuse it. You know what I'm saying? So corona has really like messed it up. So I'm back at my little 9-to-5 waiting tables and bartending, you know what I'm saying, because I like money. And as a Capricorn sign, y'all know already, we chasing a bag no matter how we gonna get it. So, which is everybody, but you know what I'm saying? Like, I have to get that bag, so I have to go back to work. So, yeah, I'm suffering, like, mentally and emotionally because it's like, you're punished and you can't really go out, but everything is out there, basically.
Yeah.
It's a mind thing. It's a mind thing, but this heals your mind. This
I'm pretty sure of that, yes. And I'm also pretty sure that many people are losing their minds and feel as though, like, they're trapped in the inside. Sometimes, I've also was reading and researching how they were saying, like, more domestic violence cases have grown. And it just seemed like, you know, more people are just inside with family members, maybe people they really don't want to be with, and even kids having to deal with domestic violence from their parents. You just, you know, no school, and you just don't know what people are going through around. So I just feel like I'm grateful I didn't have too much, you know, we all have things that we've, you know, had to go through, of course.
Right.
But for me personally, it was a time for reflection and self-care and just healing. So
but
I
you
loved
know
it.
What, Lex? If you a hustler, this ain't really hurting you.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because a go-getter gonna, rejuvenate themselves.
Yeah.
Like, okay, so we can't
and
do this, so
the
let's
environment.
Adapt it like a lizard. You
yeah.
hear me?
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
So basically, you know what I'm saying? It's what you make of it. Like, I am, like, still hurting because I make my money mostly touring.
Yeah, yeah.
That's like, you know, that's
so that's a
that's
big situation
thing.
Right there for many artists, not being able, that's a big revenue of income as a musician to have your shows and concerts and or whatnot. And I just feel like it sucks, but what other ways are you utilizing your talents and showcasing your work since you're not able to go on the road?
Well, I was able to really take time and set up my website.
Okay.
So my website have my Patreon connected to it, my Twitter, my
and
SoundCloud, my Bandcamp.
Let them know.
VOCKAHREDU.com. And it's just simple. I keep it simple. I don't have no numbers, underscore, just Vakaradu. Everything gonna be just Vakaradu, you heard me. And that the internet really helps us out.
Yeah.
Like, we're doing this podcast. Thank you so much for inviting
yes.
me.
Oh, no
we're
problem.
Doing this podcast, and this is helping network.
Mm-hmm.
And your network can also help your network.
Yeah. Yes, that's right.
So I do thank people for still being innovative and doing things where they can still be able to do their art.
Yeah.
I did my art. You know, I was able to go shoot a little something that I'm going to check out Vakaradu.com for.
Uh-huh.
But I'm able to still do things. And on top of that, Corona has brought us three together and we finally finished the song. Let's tell them about
yes.
the song.
Yes.
And I'm going to leave it to...
I'm sorry.
Okay.
I'm sorry. We was going to hold the exclusive,
all right,
but
all right,
we're going to carry on.
I'm
holding. He spilled some beans now. Because we had a little
well, long as I ain't
spill
the rice.
He spilled a little beans, but the rice is still
beans.
Cooking. The
okay.
rice is still cooking, y'all.
And
right.
we cooking them from scratch, not no bag rice.
Right.
Now, before we get into that, because we're going to definitely talk about that and let people know... like she said earlier about my alter ego, like Scoop, she the truth. Let me stop. But I also wanted to ask Boss and give her a chance to speak on what are you also doing at the moment of you being a major factor in artists' lives in their careers right now as a publicist, as a senior publicist, and how you're able to keep it flowing for your artists and not only for yourself.
Well, I mean, first of all, what I want to say firstly is shout out to all of the people that are involved in the entertainment industry as a whole.
Yeah.
Also, shout out to everyone that is involved in the hospitality industry
yes.
as a whole. These are two areas that were hit the hardest as far as the COVID-19 virus is concerned, because everything and anything that we do has to do with dealing with masses of people.
Mm-hmm.
So as far as loss is concerned, it's like we took the hardest hit. But at the same time, what I'm doing for the artists that I represent is because, yes, you can't tour right now because it's not safe. But what we can do is prepare for future touring.
Yeah.
So a lot of my clients, we're in the lab.
Yeah.
We're in the lab. We are dealing with the graphics department. We're dealing with the web design department, as Vaca stated earlier. It's like we're taking care of everything it was that we didn't really have time to take care of when the nation, the world was open and we were still able to hug and shake hands.
Yeah.
Homeowner wise, I mean, it's a lot of people that are just doing everything around their houses, fixing up everything that they really didn't have time to like put work into.
Yeah.
So COVID for the hustler, even though it's a disastrous virus, and it is killing and hurting our people. So you guys, please take COVID seriously. Like, we're sitting here together, but we've all sanitized our hands.
Yeah.
They showed up with masks on. I sprayed them down with Lysol. Like, we have some, we are prepared.
Mm-hmm.
But for everyone else, it's like you just have to get to work on everything that is attached to your career that doesn't cause for you to have to be amongst people.
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's allowing my artists to see a different side of their jobs.
Yeah.
They're having to really be on top of things virtually.
Yeah.
Thank God for that area, you know, social media and things like that, because people are still aware of what you're doing for those of us that are still working. But that's basically what I've been on. And then, too, to speak up for the people, like, since COVID, there are some of us that have lost opportunities and a lot of work hours. For people like me, that a lot of the work that I do is from my cell phone, from my computer, my work hours have increased.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
They've increased because everybody is at home.
At home.
Right.
So
right.
Now my phone is ringing. They're like, okay, I'm doing this. I'm putting this together. I'm putting this together. But they need people to know about it.
Yeah.
So that's when someone such as myself, get you a good publicist if you're an artist. Get you a good publicist. The label will automatically have a publicist that is provided to you. If you're smart, you will get you what they call a out-of-pocket publicist. This is somebody that is there to promote you and only you, not everything that's attached to the label.
Mm-hmm.
So okay. You will still be able to have a leg up. So, you know, have both of those things going on.
Mm-hmm.
I just think that it's forcing a lot of entertainment personnel to be forced to deal with the more business side of things outside of the creative side of things.
Right.
And that's a good thing, because one thing that I do with my clients is I make sure that they know the business. I don't just do everything for them. Mm-hmm. I teach them as long as we're going along.
How to be self-sufficient at the same time.
Yes.
She do.
Yeah. So, you know, within that, like I said, my hours have increased, but at the same time, I'm a multitasker.
Yeah.
So I'm there to meet the challenge with my clients, with the artists that I deal with.
Yeah.
You know, I believe in them just as much as they believe in me. So it's like, it's go time. It's back in the lab time. It's mad scientist time. It's creation time. It's putting things together time. It's you grab that 2x4 and that hammer and them nails time, so we can build something, you know?
Yeah.
So within that, because I'm more of an optimist also, very positive energy person, new age hippie, this is what they look like. Let's find a positive out of any and every negative situation that may come towards us. It's always a positive. You just have to look for it. And my advice to everybody, stay within the solution, not the problem.
Yes.
And definitely don't be a part of the problem.
Yes.
So, you know, I'm working with my artists and I'm proud of all of them. You, Vok, Drippy, Train, everybody is like doing what we can do in order to progress forward.
Yeah,
you know,
absolutely.
Compared to some people out there that are just sitting there in their depression mode, not doing anything.
Yeah.
Fight through, persevere.
Yeah, you have to fight
forward.
I definitely agree with that. You have to fight. Me, personally, I had to fight through just times of like staleness during moments. You know what I'm saying? And like creative juices wasn't flowing like I wanted to, and I would just be like, well, maybe it's just time for me to be for me. And I had all the time to be for me. It still is. You know, we still have to be selfish for ourselves and all the greatest intent. But just being able to, like, kick that and move forward is absolutely a challenge for many people right now.
Mm-hmm.
So definitely salute you, Vok, and just anybody who's just going through and pushing through that's the greatest thing that you could do right now. Everybody should give itself a clap, a pat on the back and a clap, because it's like sometimes we beat ourselves up sometimes, you know?
Right.
So let's not beat ourselves up and just keep going. Don't feel like you're behind. You may see some people on social media flying through the roof with their business or however. It's okay. Just put one foot forward mm-hmm. and keep rolling. And I feel like you can't go wrong if you put in the initiative, you know?
Right.
Just put the initiative in and you'll be fine.
I concur. Yes.
Yeah, definitely, definitely, yeah. So mm-hmm. just like what we was just speaking about, y'all, we just got to have all the positive vibes. That's why I rock with them so tough, because when we get together, we do this type of, I don't know what be happening, but like he was saying, he dropped the ball earlier about the music that we have coming up, y'all.
Wait, you about to drop it right now?
Yeah.
Okay, but just to hit on what the people were saying, what you said about depression and being the solution.
Yes. Yeah,
but
yes.
For those who are suffering through depression, I seek that you seek your God, but I, you know, like, pray and then talk to somebody and seek help, because depression is real.
Mm-hmm.
It's real. Very, very real. And mm-hmm. it hunts you. And don't right. never feel alone. Just tell somebody, just get help. Just get help. I right. just want
don't
to say
don't be
that.
Afraid right. to get
yeah.
help.
Yeah, because yeah, depression, I am the depression king, I feel. Mm-hmm. But I persevere through all of that. Like,
yeah.
they never know, because I'm still this energy we're talking about.
Yeah.
When we get together, I'm on. But away, you do feel alone. And if you're alone, if you have to talk to yourself and answer, do it.
Mm-hmm.
But your life is worth more than what you're thinking at that moment
right.
and what you're going through.
Right.
I just
absolutely.
Want to say that, so you can,
right.
you can go ahead.
Right.
For the song.
Yes.
That's
so,
true.
That's
and
very
if
much
you're,
true.
If you're depressed, if you are depressed, DM us.
Yes.
Talk. We'll talk back. I
absolutely.
Promise you we will.
Yeah,
so don't
yeah.
feel like
I'm
you're in the world
alone.
A lot of creatives, we go through
yeah.
like having to fight through depression. Because it's so many things that you have to rely on how the masses feel about
yeah.
whatever you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? But just for those creatives that are out there that are feeling a little bit of that cabin fever from isolation and things like that. I mean, you know, look at us now. Link up with those friends that you have that have something going on, and you with your something going on, you guys can create something.
Yeah.
And that kind of will help you beat through that feeling of, okay, I'm not really doing anything right now.
Right.
That's not true. You're living and breathing and inspiring someone else to be an artist, whoever you are, whether you're a model, whether you're an MC, a DJ, a rapper, a R&B singer, whatever, your words are being heard and felt, and you are healing the world.
Mm-hmm.
You are healing the world. Also, listen to somebody else's music. Watch somebody else's movies.
Yeah.
Things like that, so you can get inspired. And it also lets you know that you're not alone. But, yeah, they have several help hotlines
yeah.
that are out there. Call one of those. Or like I said before, if you're feeling depressed, DM us. We mm-hmm. welcome the interaction.
Most definitely.
We do, these three.
Yes.
mm-hmm.
Yes, yes. Y'all definitely make sure y'all tap in. Don't hesitate. You know, you're not alone.
Right.
I definitely feel like that too.
Right.
And to change the energy, we are in the nightlife with Nightlife Lex. This is her podcast, and she was about to say something.
Nightlife. Arrgh.
That's something. Yeah.
He is a mess, y'all. I don't know how to deal with him sometimes. He's a mess. He's a mess.
Well, I love you bad.
Like, we were speaking about the music. Like, we are all our artists in our own creative way.
Oh, wow. Just a few minutes ago in the car. Are you an artist?
I told him that.
Come on with it. Come on with it.
That him and Boss are more of... They are true musicians.
She rapped though, y'all.
I'm
she rapped.
Right.
Okay, go
finished.
Ahead. Go ahead.
I feel like what I said, in my opinion, about the whole ordeal, because everybody don't know that Lex rap. So I just feel like me being a rapper, me rapping a few years ago, was for my leisure, and I was very most into poetry. And when I was in poetry, I just switched it up into rapping or whatnot. I just feel like with these two, like, they are real live musicians, and me tapping in with them is definitely a privilege. Definitely.
Well, that feeling is vice versa. She's a creative, period. Like, you know?
Yeah.
Creatives know creatives. So.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely.
Oh, you did that wonderful. Because in the car earlier, she was, I'm not. And I was like, girl, yes, you are.
But this is the thing that I know. Like, as far as royalty is concerned, the royal personalities that the people choose are important. And usually the true kings and queens are not the ones that want the crown. So, like, she said, no, I'm not. No, I can't do. That's exactly why the people want to hear from you. They tired of hearing from the ones, yeah, I'm the king, I'm the queen. And
yeah, I'm self-entitlement. You know, I never do that. Like, people like to call me the king of bounce and all that. Like, y'all can call it, but I don't feel like, you know, that. That's not what I'm entitled.
That's
so, I respect what you're saying. Yes, I was just saying that you're still an artist, though.
Right.
Oh, absolutely. I'm an artist by, I was born like that. You know what I'm saying? Just visually talented with art before music.
The sun. Is it these shades or is the sun gone?
The sun is leaving.
Yeah.
Hold up.
Rock, you done took a hop in the pool, huh?
Yeah, we had a commercial break. Now we back.
Now we're back, y'all.
Like we never left.
Like we never left. We are in the nightlife, guys, and we are tapped in, man. We are definitely tapped in. Now, Rock, now what we were talking about?
We were talking about the impromptu song that we had, that we had the music for, but we finally had a chance to record.
Right. Yeah, right. Yes, y'all. So, you guys definitely is going to love the song. It's definitely got a vibe to it. And one thing I noticed that Vok didn't state is about he specialized in music, being a native from New Orleans. And as one of the originals of New Orleans bounce music, okay?
Big salute.
So just with us.
Thank you.
Just coming together and being able to be in your world was just like, it was just a whole nother vibe, okay?
But it was going to happen in due time because I know you're an artist and I'm a fan of your work. And
thank you.
The songs that you have, a lot of people haven't really heard and you get down with it. And so I had just said a couple of days before we even came by Ballsy was that, girl, we haven't still done the song yet.
Mm-hmm.
I was just saying that. We haven't done the song yet. Not even forgetting, not because we forgot about it, but this lady, Ben, had this music in I have it in my archive, just the instrumental, because you sent it to me.
Yeah.
And we just never did it. And then for it to happen that way was magical.
Yes.
Because this lady who is singing the song is like a toolbox.
Yes.
For musicians, she uplifts, and she's also an artist. She gets out there with them, too, y'all. Don't let it fool you. And this girl, too. So these people, they work behind the scenes, and then they come to the front. And I'm learning more to be behind the scenes because even dealing with Corona, I was able to, be behind the scenes at my friend's show. Yeah, and I was over, lighting and stuff, and I know how it looked, and she entrusted me to do it because she know I'm out, but anyway.
Yeah.
So, I'll let you just speak on how you got the song and why did you get it and all the things and what made you want me in life.
I mean, the reason why I decided to try to do the song is because I was still am, let me not use the past tense, because I am friends with two very creative artists that have something, you know, a fan base, a creative spark, a different sound. So I always knew that as soon as we were able to get in the lab together, you know, and that's one of the reasons why I want people to not be so depressed by COVID, because had it not been for COVID, we possibly would not all three of us be sitting here at the same time.
Yes.
I know I move around a whole lot as far as traveling.
Yeah.
You move around a whole lot as far as touring. You move a lot, move around a whole lot as far as networking and doing your interviews and things like that. So, like you said, it wasn't that we forgot about the song. We just genuinely did not have the time to be all in the lab at the same time.
Yeah.
So, you know, with this devastating virus, everybody's social distancing, things like that. So it's causing artists to try to go back into that little black box that they have and just bring out everything as far as your tools. As far as we're concerned, we're friends, we like brothers and sisters, but we are tools of one another.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So the fact that we were able to get in there, do it all at the same time, and we're making music that's providing like a positive energy to people.
Yeah.
People need this song that we just did. They need it right now because people need to feel good.
Mm-hmm.
And I know Vok is a feel-good artist. Lex is definitely a feel-good entity as far as industry is concerned, and that's definitely what I tried to provide.
Yeah.
So yes, with us looking like the Holy Trinity up here, yes, we were able to come in and come out with something. So you guys, like, really, really, really be on the lookout for the new single called Big Papa.
Yes.
Okay, it's Boss featuring Lex Coop, Vodka Radu. Okay, like, what did you tell them they was going to do? What out they socks, Lex?
Man, that song is going to have people shaking and vibrating out their goddamn socks, y'all. And their drawers. Out their clothes, catching the Holy Ghost.
I think I might like that.
I love that.
It's my first time actually witnessing Vok perform and just wild, like, just rock out.
Record.
I was just, like, in a state of just couldn't stop shaking. I couldn't. I just was like, oh my God, I don't have the right shorts on for this.
Right.
This is ridiculous. Right. I wasn't prepared because you can't help but the dance. So you could just see the whole crowd and everybody in there, no matter what color, no matter what, how old they were.
Right.
They were just rocking and it was just really nice. So
definitely,
with this song, y'all really going to want to rock out and enjoy the vibes and enjoy the culture of the bounce music and just the fact of us connecting together. And my girl here from L.A., correct.
Mundo.
Okay.
Just
us from the south to the west and just us vibing and with her unique sound and with Vok
unique sound
and with mine just, you know, coming with the 1-2. So it was just really nice, y'all. And we just really giving y'all a real exclusive right now of this because we really want y'all, we want to share this with our supporters, our fans, people that come to us as real motivators to people and just being able to look forward to what we got going on.
Right.
So this is definitely an exclusive.
Right.
And we all get to look back and be like, this is all time stamped of the journey that we are creating. That we don't even know what we create. We're creating a huge journey for us three if we keep this rolling and tight like we're doing it right now. So I really feel like that.
I really hope that this song inspires more artists to collab. Collab. Right now is a time of it's the age of Jubilee, awakening, enlightenment, but also collaboration. Because if we are all superpowers separately, then we become the Justice League together. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So within that, it's like, man, listening to that song is gonna make some woman or some male feel beautiful. They gonna wake up like we ran it past two people, which we don't let the music leak, but we let two people hear the music, one being my sister, one being my assistant Tina. Shout out to Jessica and Tina, Jessica Harley Quinn, Bar Services, and Katina of the assistant, because she is the assistant to us all. And what they gave me back, I mean, even from being upstairs trying to sleep as we're recording, like Jessica told me, she was trying to sleep like in the midst of rolling over, and she's like,
a little bit.
And then Tina was like, well, I was getting dressed to go, and I wasn't even down here, but I could hear the beat, and I could hear Vok, and I'm putting on my tights, and I'm like shaking one leg. I can't hardly get the tights up for shaking the leg. So that's exactly what this song is designed to do. It's like wherever you are, whether you're laying in bed, you put putting your makeup on,
yes,
putting your clothes on, getting ready to go to work, getting ready to go nowhere, getting ready to go outside, just looking for an escape because you have cabin fever because you've been social distancing. This is a feel-good song.
Mm-hmm.
Feel-good music, happy energy, smiling music.
Yes.
You know, and I don't think that it's enough artists that are promoting that energy.
No.
You know, there are some people in the industry that are strategically designing music to be of a lower frequency.
Say that.
We are definitely a high frequency people. You know what I'm saying? It's proven how, you know, even the vibration controls water. We are how much percentage of water, Jessica? Our bodies? 75% water. Okay, so whatever reaction that water has, this is the same thing that we will have. People are just not aware.
Mm-hmm.
So they've proven, scientists have gotten a lab with tones, vocal phrases, and when they are spitting positive vocals to just water, girl, it crystallizes and turns into something that mimics a snowflake compared to when you're speaking a negative tone or a negative situation to this body of water. It's disgruntled and it doesn't shape into anything. So that's the same thing. We do as people. So, you know, shout out to everybody that's doing that feel good music.
Yes.
And if you want to feel good, be on the lookout for this new single. It's called Big Papa featuring Vaka Radu, Lex Coop, Boss. We are in the building and we are here to make you smile, make you rock, rattle, and shake. This is the king of bounce. I don't care what anybody has to
that
say.
Part.
The most sampled.
That part. The most
sampled.
Yeah. The most.
The most sampled.
We need to see about a Guinness World Record, okay?
Yeah. Because a lot of that music that people are listening to, those samples and stuff that are in those undertones of the music, that's this man's voice.
Right here.
Yeah.
So
it's like I couldn't do anything but seize the opportunity because I have the real entity himself.
Thank you for
seizing.
It's definitely very much a carpe diem. You have to seize the day.
Yeah. Yeah.
And thank y'all for believing in me, like,
of
and taking time, all the time and hard work and ethic y'all put in.
That's
like, thank y'all for being a part of making another history. Because that one song that I did in 1997, Roll Call, was that one song that we are talking about that's being sampled.
All over. Yeah.
And hopefully I'm just doing it all over with these two beautiful women. So I'm just very, very excited. And the song is in the... You know, we seasoning it up, and it's got to get cooked a little more, but it's definitely going to be
it's bacon.
Mind-blowing.
It's
right, and it'll be available on all music platforms, so if you listen to Apple, it won't be the last.
I love it when they call me Javaka.
Okay, I love it when they call me Javaka.
That means it's business going down.
Yeah,
it's
really going down.
Are they mad with me, one?
Definitely, y'all. Mm-hmm. I am just so excited about the song. I'm just so excited about what we have going on with just business, just with our lives, just progressing and just being able to come above and look at the great side of things, the bright side of everything that we go through. And I just feel like even with now, with just so much going on and us being able to connect and just, you know, just bringing that positive energy. You know, bring that positive energy in the nightlife. That's all I'm about. That's all they're about. You know, it's like it's in us. We can't help it.
Right.
And I'm so glad to have created a platform where it actually really give you the nightlife. Like, I literally will be in the nightlife. And guess who's with me?
Right.
These two.
Right.
So, like, they just fit in. So, I just really like the fact that I have created a business where... it really show who you are. Like, this is just like the lifestyle.
Right.
And it don't have to be about just partying and drinking and just popping and whatever the hell you want to call it. It's just about just experiencing the elements at night and just with what you're vibing with, like right now. Like, I know y'all probably feeling some type of way, but if y'all see this, we are living our best lives, okay? We definitely living our best lives right now.
All
the time. Yes, definitely good all the time. I really, really enjoyed myself talking with y'all. Y'all definitely will hear more from these two guys here because we just always rocking out together. And it's just really nice to hear perspectives of creatives and just business owners, influencers. We all are at the end of the day. And just letting people hear our side of how we feel in our opinions. And I think our word is definitely bond.
Right.
And people respect that. So,
let me ask you, Lex.
Okay.
If you can give advice to some of the people that are out there that are sitting at home watching this,
mm-hmm.
as far as inspiration and things like that, like, what could you tell people that's going to keep them forging for right now during this season when we're going through a pandemic and everything? Like, what positive words do you have to give to the people?
Well, the positive words that I have will come from experience, just even at this current moment, is to look at the bright side of things. Like, there's a black and white, there's a light and dark, there's just the balance, you know. When you look at things that may not go your way, or just you feel like just very traumatic things are happening, just look at the bright side of it and try to focus on that. That's what I have done. I feel like we should try to keep our energy and focus more on positive things, as hard as it can be. And also, take away things that are toxic in your life, you know, right. and that's in your life.
Right.
The quarantine allowed me to watch my weight, watch what I eat, watch how I handle relationships, whether it was personal or business. And first off, self-care and self-love, and know that being selfish with yourself is not a bad thing when it's at the best intent, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Take care of yourself.
Right.
Because at these times, we are having moments and could be stressed out, you know what I'm saying? Just issues, you know, having debts in the family. Just so mm-hmm. much is happening right now to where, like, we also have to know that there's something bigger here. Look at the bigger picture and know that there's something great behind it all. That's just how I feel. I feel like people should do research. You should not always go by what you hear on the news and social media. Actually, go ahead and Google it yourself and look it up and inform yourself instead of going by what he says, she says. That's really, and don't be credible all the time. Go ahead and put in more effort into really wanting to learn more about what the hell is going on right now. Like, this is not a game, and I feel like when we be left behind from what's really going on, we gotta inform ourselves, and that's when we get the light bulb come and things start to shift. So
right.
just that's what I say. Make sure you take care of yourself, take care of your family, and always just think of the best of things besides the negative.
Right.
That's like you had a car accident. I mean, of course it will be tragic, but you was probably attending the party. But I would be like, you know what, man, I'm gonna just go ahead, take it for what it is, and maybe it was best, may not I have not been there. Like, just try to look at it like it's okay.
Right.
Everything will be okay.
Right.
And I just play those scenarios and I keep it rolling.
Right.
You know?
Right.
Keep it rolling.
Right.
Life is short.
Right.
So we gotta rock out.
What do you have for people, Bob?
For people that want to get in the music industry?
Well, for people that are wanting to get in, or that maybe are already in the music industry, but mm-hmm. they're feeling stuck, limited.
I mean,
it's different than everything that's going on in the world right now. Shout out Black Lives Matter. You know,
mm-hmm.
George Floyd was a good friend
yes,
of mine.
Yes.
So even with the police brutality, the pandemic, the election,
mm-hmm.
everything, you know, that takes a toll on a creative. What advice do you have to give to a creative that may be struggling with bringing forth an idea,
mm-hmm.
a sound, anything?
I would have to say that same fuel that you used when you thought about it, that brought it into your heart, that sent the signal to your brain that this is something that I like, continue.
Right.
Yeah.
And as far as police brutality, abide, but you know your rights.
Yeah.
If you don't know your rights, get to know your life.
Yes.
Like
research.
Yes.
Research.
Find out.
Yes. Yes.
Find out
yes.
about what is told. But when they approach you, try to act and do as told, not to make it more worse than what
right.
it already is.
Right. Yeah.
But to artists that people want to start out, you just, whatever you feel, do it.
Right.
Do it.
I agree.
Because that's the passion and that's the fuel that lights it.
I agree.
Just do it like Nike. That's all.
Yeah, okay. Because I'm by me being the only child, what made me start the music was me hearing sounds from the washer and the dryer.
Yeah.
And the band. And I would beat on that and come up with my own rhythm.
Mm-hmm.
And then my mom bought me a radio for Christmas, and we already had a radio. So I used that radio to tape what I was beating on.
Yeah.
And me rapping and singing and playing it back, that gave me such a, it's me, it's what I said. And so that alone was my fuel and my fire, and that was the result.
Right.
And I passed that one tape out to the project, and I remember what song it was. I remember, I tell this story all the time. And people start copying my tape and passing it around the project, and Magnolia Shorty put me on the mic for the first time.
Yes.
And we got the
shout out to Magnolia.
Oh, stop, the queen. Yes, she now she is the queen of the bounce. Yes. We both was affiliated with Cash Money Records. Mm-hmm. People don't know that. I
shout
didn't want
to
go.
Cash Money.
Shout out to Cash Money. Mm-hmm. And with all endeavors they got on. When it was all starting, it was all everybody trying to get, you know, where we where we was trying to go.
Right.
And I appreciate, shout out to Big Frida also for being the limelight.
Yes.
And, you know, she's doing her thing up and representing for the culture.
Paving the lane just so it could be approached and people could take it.
So when I come through, I'm knocking it down.
Okay.
But
knocking it way down.
But
the Great Walls of China.
That's what I would say to the people.
Right.
You know?
Right.
Yeah. Just handle your biz. Don't let your biz handle you.
That part.
Yes.
That part. Yeah.
Yeah. Definitely something that people need to hear. Mm-hmm. I truly think that people don't be wanting to talk about what they have going on, you know, try to just put their pride to the side or just not show that side. But being real and authentic is what's needed right now.
Yes.
That's very needed right now. Social media and just the internet is sometimes create a facade. And the real is going to outlast. That's going to fade out. Mm-hmm. But we won't, because we standing hard as bricks.
That and few.
Yes, you know, it's only a few is going to make it to that next level, because everybody is not going to be able to make it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? We strong, and we keep on going, very Lord willing, and hey, we just going to rock out.
Right.
That's it. That's all we could do.
Right.
That's all we could
I would say rock out with your cocks out, but
that's what I wanted to say too.
Okay, well go ahead with it.
Rock out with your cock out.
Okay. Okay. She liked the way that I dance.
Hey.
I like the way that I move.
Hey. Hey.
Yeah, Pop Smoke.
Whoa. Pop Smoke.
All right, y'all. Well, I would love to say this, y'all. Y'all are definitely in the nightlife. I truly appreciate everybody who's just listening, tapping in with us right now. We have Javaka, the Mr. Vaka Radu, the Mr. Gimme My Got,
Hey!
Then we got Miss Bossy Inc. in the building.
Okay.
And we truly appreciate you allowing us to come here and just get, bringing us in your world right now.
Yeah.
And this is just family. And we are here in the nightlife. Do you guys have anything else you would like to tell the people?
Okay, well, I do. People, follow me on Instagram, on Twitter, on Facebook, at Bossy Inc. That's BossyInc. Also, tap into the website. It's www.bossyinc.com. Same spelling. Google me. Like, for
that's
real,
it.
Tap in. And if you are a serious artist with a budget that needs assistance, I'm here. All you have to do is reach out and at least have a little bit of a budget. I don't care if you work at Taco Bell.
Yeah.
We will work around whatever the budget is. What's not
but that's a job. Oh, that might be
that,
me.
That come and they want to try to get everything for free.
Yeah.
We don't do that within each other. We support each other's businesses by spending money with each other, which is something that most of us as people of melanated color need to do anyway. So
right.
It's like, that's what I want to say to you guys. Follow all of us on social media. Stay tuned. Repost anytime that we post, because we are people that are for the people.
Yes.
So, you know, you guys just let us know that you're there, and that's going to inspire us to keep going too. You know?
Mm-hmm.
What do you have to say, Bob?
Oh, yeah. Y'all check me out. VakaRadu.com. V-O-C-K. A-H-R-E-D-U. I'm Mr. God Original, Magnolia Housing Development, third floor, no curtains, window. Shout out to my mama in heaven. Like, oh my God. Like, yeah, y'all. I'm in that mode. Her birthday coming up on the 28th of September. Y'all know it's going down that whole month. Shout out all my people, all my beat frequencies. Y'all make sure y'all share, post. It don't cost nothing to show love.
Yes.
Do that. I return the favor. Hit me up, man. What's up?
Right.
And let's
Y'all know where I'm at. We are definitely here. Nightlifemusic.com.
We in it.
You can check me out on Nightlife Music. You could hit me up at Nightlife Lex on all social media outlets. And you can definitely, most definitely Google me as well. If you need anything, you can email me at contact@nightlifemusic.com. But besides all that, you know what it is. Make sure you guys tap in.
Tap, 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 tap.
We out.